Bitcoin prices, they've been slumping over the last 24 hours following El Salvador's rollout of the crypto as a currency. Now, earlier today on Yahoo Finance, Michael Sonnenschein, he's the CEO of Grayscale Investments. He joined us to discuss the rollout and also his outlook for the crypto industry. Let's take a listen to what he had to say.
I honestly think for us, and certainly for our investors here at Grayscale, we don't focus too squarely on short-term movements in price. Instead, we're really looking at some of the recent action in the market, and some of these are really important milestones. Seeing a country like El Salvador actually make Bitcoin legal tender, I mean, that's an incredible milestone for this community. We've long believed that the emerging markets would be a really important place where we'd see Bitcoin adoption, and I think you're actually going to start to see a knock-on effect of other countries also considering this besides El Salvador.
Yeah, Michael, good to be chatting with you today. Jared read through some of those tweets we saw from Brian Armstrong, but there was a couple here that stood out. And I know you've worked with the SEC for a while. There are a lot of companies looking to get their Bitcoin ETFs approved, but just want to read one piece of it where he was kind of describing a meeting with regulators in Washington and how he tried to meet with the SEC and they didn't want to meet with him. He said the SEC was the only regulator that refused to meet with me, saying we're not meeting with any crypto companies. This was right after they had become the first crypto company to go public in the U.S. He followed up with that Gensler had just been confirmed a month prior, so he brushed it off as the SEC still getting its feet under it. He says, now I'm not so sure. And my question to you, I guess, because we're hearing a lot of the people in the crypto community really attacking the SEC today, whether or not you believe that kind of this is more pressure to just kind of kneecap the entire crypto industry here, or whether you think the SEC is more out to protect maybe the established traditional financial legacies.
Well, I really do appreciate the question. When I think about Grayscale's engagement with the SEC, which dates all the way back to 2016, we've been welcomed with nothing but open arms and open minds. You know, crypto as an asset class is certainly a lot larger and very different from a lot of the other markets that the SEC and other regulators are responsible for overseeing. And what we've found is there is an intense focus on education and wanting to work with industry participants like Grayscale to really make sure they're staying ahead of trends that are happening within the ecosystem, because these assets are evolving quite quickly. I think Chairman Gensler in particular did give some commentary a couple weeks ago that has caused a stir within the market, which is to suggest perhaps that some of the SEC's previous concerns over the Bitcoin market were perhaps resolved and that they were looking forward to reviewing Bitcoin futures-based ETFs. And I think one of the important things that we have to focus on here is that the SEC is really here to help protect the American investor. And so we are believing that the SEC should approve both futures-based ETFs and spot ETFs at the same time, and let products like Grayscale Bitcoin Trust and others convert to ETFs, and instead really let investors choose how they want to get Bitcoin exposure. So we definitely remain very engaged with the staff and the commission overall, and believe that this is just, you know, once again, another opportunity to really focus on education and understanding.
Yeah, because I've heard you be critical of that idea before in the past, too, that they would only approve the futures-tied ETF. And, you know, there are reasons to why that might be problematic, you know, when you think about added fees for the consumer out there. Again, if the idea is for the SEC to be protecting the end investor here, retail investor particularly, I mean, if you saw them kind of approve only the one, the Bitcoin ETF tied to futures that carried more fees, would you then, I guess, kind of move farther into the camp of, all right, what's really going on here at the SEC if it doesn't seem that they're trying to stick up for the investor?
I wouldn't rule anything out from the Grayscale perspective. I think it's quite clear that when you look at how successful products like Grayscale Bitcoin Trust, ticker GBTC, have been, there is obviously a very compelling case, not to mention, you know, 8 years of a very strong track record of operational success of investors getting exposure to Bitcoin in a fund that is physically backed by Bitcoin. The idea of a futures-based product, we are sure can come to the market and have the ability to function successfully, but of course, that is an unproven model. And as you mentioned, could come with more significant costs because of the role that would occur in the underlying futures contracts underpinning the ETF.
Michael, I want to get back to those comments you mentioned about El Salvador and how that could be a template in terms of the adoption in the country for some other emerging markets. You've heard the criticism. Some would argue the rollout has been bumpy. The big sell-off we saw yesterday, just another sign that you can't necessarily see the kind of stability you would with a fiat currency. What other countries do you see going after this model? And what does that template look like if El Salvador's rollout wasn't necessarily a smooth one?
Well, I think the only criticism that's fair of the El Salvador rollout at the moment is just that it happened quickly. But I think that actually quite closely mirrors the momentum that we see within the Bitcoin community. When we think about where adoption rates are taking place, they're highest in the emerging markets, in places like Africa, Southeast Asia, parts of South America. So it would be tough to predict which other countries could possibly think about adopting Bitcoin as legal tender. But certainly we're seeing a gravitation towards Bitcoin, regardless of government action in some of these countries, because a lot of these citizens either don't have access to financial services, or perhaps their local currencies have been debased or have been eroded some way because there hasn't been enough government control over their local currency.